Morning, 1st of November. Wow, here we are in November already. My God, it's actually the end of the year, virtually. That's unbelievable, isn't it? The way that the year sort of goes, you know. It's been a funny old year this year. I've changed jobs. I was in my last job 4.5 years and decided to change jobs, yeah. So that's one thing. What else have I done this year? Well, I haven't changed phones. That's what I was going to talk about this morning, because it's the start of this audio mo, which is basically an audio boo or a piece of audio every day for the whole of November. So that should be interesting. Okay, right. Phones. Okay. O2 in particular. What it is I've got an iPhone 4. S okay, and I've noticed recently it's been overheating. Every now and again, it seems to get hot. So what I decided to do is I thought I'd send it to O2 for repair, basically. So I took it into the shop, where I had I must admit I had a bit of bad customer service, really, where. The girl, when I walked into the shop, there were two vacant checkouts and one checkout where you had two shop staff with one customer. Anyway, as I walked in, I waited there for about 2 or 3 minutes, and nobody acknowledged me at all, really. Not even, yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, or anything like that. I just waited there. And then what happened was that the girl who was there was a lad and a girl that was serving another customer, like I say, and then the girl walked straight past me, straight to her desk, and didn't even say hello or anything. I thought, oh, hello. Do you know what I mean? I just felt a bit bad, really, to be honest with you. I thought it was pretty bad customer service. But then, what happened was then it took another about 5 minutes for somebody to come from the sort of a back sort of backroom area to serve me. But yeah, that was my experience. And then she took my iPhone 4S and said it'd be a few days, so that was okay. And then proceeded to give me quite quickly my mini SIM out of my phone and I put it into a sort of regular SIM card thing, and then give it to me, which is a finicky thing. Which I had to sort of then think, right, where am I going to put such a fiddly thing? Which I found, which I put in a pocket and then lost. So it makes sense for O2 to put it in some sort of bag, really. Do you know what I mean? So, or some sort of card so people don't lose it. Anyway. But then this morning I got, oh, yeah, last night I got a text to say my phone is ready, but it's out of warranty. Well, it's not ready, it was out of warranty. So can you call the shop? Called the shop this morning. They said that it's going to cost me £110 to fix this problem. And I'm thinking, £110? Do you know what I mean? And what it is, I said, well, how long's the warranty been out for? Apparently, I only get a year on my iPhone, and it's been out for 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks, I'm out of warranty, So I've got another year to go on my contracts, and I've got a faulty iPhone. Unless I pay £110 to have it fixed, so I don't know really. I'm in a bit of dilemma. Believe it or not, I'm actually speaking on an iPhone now because my girlfriend got an iPhone 5 and subsequently gave me her iPhone 4. So I'm thinking, well, just do I do away with the contract and just keep my iPhone 4 from Orange? Do you know what I mean? On pay as you go, or do I pay £100 odd to get my iPhone 4S fixed and subsequently then pay £35 a month? Bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it? I think I'm going to cancel my contract. Anyway. Let me know your thoughts and look forward to everybody's audio boo or audio mode today. So, that's my first one. Long may it continue. You'll probably get bored of me after a while. Okay. Cheers. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.